Hello, it's the 17th of May. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A new robotic surgery option created by Initiative Surgical is now being used at two Bedfordshire hospitals. Both Bedfordshire Hospital and Luton and Dunstable University Hospital have invested nearly £2 million for each of the two assisted surgery machines. A real surgeon and supporting staff operate the Da Vinci system through high-definition screens. Four robotic arms, each containing a different surgical instrument, are manipulated electronically to complete the surgery. Advantages to patients include faster recovery times due to the less invasive nature of the technology and less pain following the procedure. Colorectal surgeon Catherine Bevan became the first to use the technology at Bedford Hospital on the 17th of April. A man was stabbed multiple times in Luton St George's Square just after midnight last Saturday. The victim, in his 20s, was transported to the hospital and is in a serious but stable condition. Bedfordshire Police have increased their presence in the area during the ongoing investigation. Complaints against rogue traders have risen by a third across Bedfordshire, prompting a warning of vigilance issued to the area property owners. Improperly regulated work completed by unethical companies could lead to safety issues or create complications that could prevent a home from being sold. The Oil Firing Technical Association, or OFTEC, a registered body for home heating specialists, are warning potential victims to simply check the credentials of contractors working within your home. The Bedford Rock Choir flash mob descended on Bedford's Harbour Centre last Saturday, providing an impromptu rendition of Earth, Wind and Fire's Boogie Wonderland. Shoppers were then treated to an hour of music from the group, who are set to open West End Proms in Bedford Park next month. That's all from me today. However, I will be back here tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.